This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Certainly the name Al-Qaeda is familiar to Americans. We've talked about Al-Qaeda in Iraq, certainly in Afghanistan, where Barack Obama in the border area between Afghanistan and Pakistan is believed to be with Al-Qaeda's senior leadership, but we don't know the exact whereabouts. But what about Somalia? Here's a name for you. Salah Ali Salah Nabhan, the ringleader of an Al-Qaeda cell in Kenya. We have a report from our partner, the New York Times, that American forces have killed one of the most wanted Islamic militants in southern Somalia near the border of Kenya. Jeffrey Gettleman joins us now. He's the East Africa Bureau Chief for the New York Times. Jeffrey Gettleman, what is the significance of this report and how much of an operation is going on in Somalia of U.S. forces looking for leaders of Al-Qaeda?
Well, I think it's pretty important what happened yesterday. This guy, Nabhan, was one of the key Al-Qaeda figures in East Africa, and the U.S. government has been trying to hunt him down for years. He is not only involved with Al-Qaeda and planning bombings like he did in Kenya in 2002. He's the one who supposedly organized the bombing of a hotel that killed a number of Israelis on the Kenyan coast in 2002. But in addition to that, he is leading the resistance to Somalia's moderate Islamist government, and he is working and training and helping recruit jihadists from all over the world to come to Somalia and fight this holy war. So our information was the U.S. government in this raid killed him and some colleagues yesterday. And if that's true, and we have no reason to doubt it, that's going to be a pretty big blow to the militant movement in Somalia.
Well, certainly part one of the surprise is understanding the infrastructure of Al-Qaeda that is apparently there in the Horn of Africa in Somalia. But the other part of the surprise is the deployment of troops in East Africa. Are we to understand that there are American forces stationed in Kenya operating in Somalia to prevent Al-Qaeda from getting a foothold, or is this a one-off?
No, there have been American forces in this region for some time. The Bush administration launched a number of airstrikes against terrorist targets in Somalia over the last couple years. There are intelligence agents, either with the CIA or other American government agencies, in Somalia helping coordinate an anti-terrorism operation. There's also been a lot more American interest in Somalia in the last year because of the rampant piracy problem. And these pirates, as we remember from a few months ago, they even hijacked an American ship and held an American sea captain hostage for several days. Well, so there is an intense American interest in keeping an eye on Somalia.
Well, you describe it like a scene from a Tom Clancy book. Salah Ali Salah Nabhan, ringleader of an Al-Qaeda cell in Kenya. American forces found him in two trucks and four military helicopters materializing over the horizon, shooting at the two trucks and apparently killing him and whoever was with him. Jeffrey Gettleman reports for the East Africa Bureau at our partner, the New York Times. Thank you, Jeffrey.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.